The 21st century is when everything changes, and you've got to be ready.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this? Sorry, my Welsh isn't too... How did you get this number?
Jack Harkness.
What?
Jack.
What, Jack?
You
where is he?
You know. Help, Jack.
Hello? Reese?
What's happening? You all right, love?
No, it's Jack. It's Jack.
Jack Harkness? Was that him?
No, but he needs us, Reese. He needs our help.
Bloody Torchwood.
You get up here.
Not even Radio 2. What a country.
Reese.
Joking. I like North Wales. When I was a boy, I drove all the routes round here with my uncle. It's what first inspired me to get into haulage.
Inspired?
Yes, inspired. You're not the only one in this car with a vocation.
Do you miss it?
We agreed. Keep our heads down. Stay off the radar. I'm too well known in the industry.
But you miss it.
You really think that message came from Jack? After all this time?
I know you think we're wasting our time.
No, I hope we're wasting our time.
Look, if Jack's in trouble, Reese...
Jack is trouble, Gwen. That's the point of Jack. Whenever the world stops ending, he just...
Sucks off, I know.
No sign of him in 5 years. So if he's back...
The world's probably ending. Again!
You don't have to look so happy about it.
Save me dealing with that massive pile of laundry. And the duvet needs washing.
Just the duvet.
King size. And your turn to change it.
Come on, you alien invasion.
There. There's the turning.
Bryn offer residential home, dementia and mental health with nursing care. Just like I said on the website?
Well, it would do. It's probably a cover.
For what?
Alien experiments. Unit detention. Lock up for the inconveniently temporarily displaced. Look, there. People who live on the streets, they know stuff. The aunt always used to keep a few rough sleepers on the payroll as informants.
So maybe she's being paid to keep quiet?
So we pay her more. Hi! Can I have a word?
No, it's time.
Time? Time for what? Are you okay?
Tea time. I want my tea.
Why is she going in?
Maybe she works there.
No, she looks way too young.
Gwen.
What?
Company.
Calm down, it's just an old man. Can I help you, sir?
You bet you can, Gwen Cooper. Come here.
Whoa, I think you should know that I'm married.
Hey, listen, pal, I don't care how dodgy you are. If you touch my wife again...
And Reese Williams, too, am I glad to see you.
Hey, okay, Casanova, who are you?
Oh, please tell me you're joking. It's me. Jack?
But you're old. Really old.
I lost count around the late 2000s. But have you ever considered a career as a diplomat?
Are you okay?
No. No, I'm dying. That's why you have to get me out of here. Where's the SUV?
We don't have one anymore.
Jack would know that.
I did know that. It's this body. Frontal lobes are shot along with the hardened lungs and everything else. I can't hold it together much longer. We need to go. Now. Gwen Cooper, I order you...
Mr. Griffith, out to bed again. What do you like?
Now, stand back. Get your hands off me. We're armed. Gwen, you brought the weapons.
It's all right, Mr. Griffith. Let's just calm down now, shall we? We don't want another heart attack. That Nurse Bevan has brought your pills.
There we go, lovely.
No, I don't need them.
Now, let's get you inside and stop bothering these nice people.
Let me go! I need to leave now! Gwen! Reese!
Hi, I'm Gary. Who are you? No. You're Gwen and Reese. No, really, Gwen and Reese.
Why? What's he said about us?
Oh, I couldn't possibly comment. It's just, in the last few weeks, he suddenly started asking for you. It happens sometimes with dementia. People start reliving old memories, almost like going back in time. I don't suppose you know a tosh, do you? Or a yanto?
They're no longer with us.
I see. Shame. Yanto sounded a bit lovely. But of course, I should have expected it. It's just, well, I thought you'd all be a lot older. I mean, he is 93 and... How do you know him again?
He's my uncle. he is my great-uncle. Mm-hmm. We're very close where we were once.
It happens. Dementia changes people. They can fall out with loved ones in the early stages, you know, before anyone realises what's happening. See it all the time. It's all right, then, you're safe. Let's get you a nice cup of tea now. I said people changed. Lynette's lost all her English. Now she only speaks Welsh. A language of childhood, see? None of her family shared a Cymraeg, so... It's a cruel disease. But you know that. You don't need me going on. But to look on the bright side, haven't you? Listen to that. She may not speak English, but she can still remember the piece she learned for the Llanelar Eisteddfod in 1936. Beautiful, Lynn. New drugs are really helping her a lot.
Ah, new drugs. Would these be experimental miracle pills?
Possibly of mysterious
Thank
origin.
Thank you, Rhys.
Do I look like a drug dealer to you? Don't answer that. No, seriously, our doctors won't prescribe anything that's not fully tested and approved. We keep detailed records.
Can I see them?
Sorry, they're confidential, obviously.
I know, data protection nightmare, right? Oh, well, if it's okay with you, I'll just pop up and see my uncle.
Not today, I'm afraid. The doctor's very worried about him.
I'm very worried about him. I need to see he's okay.
He survived 5 heart attacks. Unless you want to bring on number 6, you'd better come back another time.
Please, Gary, mate. Just a couple of minutes. We'll be really quiet. You'll hardly know we're there.
Seeing as you've come all the way from Cardiff.
Yes.
I'll just go and check with Dr. Kelly. Hey, Marty, is the doctor still with Mr. Griffith?
Well, look at you, Charmer.
Still got it.
Kevin, Dr. Arwan.
Eluned, is that your name?
Dwi is your mam.
You're the one who called us, aren't you? Rhys, how's your Welsh these days?
I can ask to go to the toilet.
It's a start. Hello? Mum?
Mummy!
Oh, hiya, darling. Hi, Anwen. Did Nana say you could use the phone?
I miss you and Daddy.
Well, it's been less than a day, and you've only just got home from school.
When are you coming home?
Very soon now, darling. Yeah, just got to finish this boring work thing.
Gwen! Gwen!
Oh, shit. Sugar! Sugar!
What's wrong?
A naughty man's trying to steal Mummy's car, but we'll stop him. Be good for Nana. No sweets after you've done your teeth. Bye-bye, darling. Bye. Love you.
Stop! Stop the car!
Reese, William! Get out of the way or I swear I'll run you down.
Look, old man, I don't know how you managed to hotwire my car, but you are not safe to drive.
All right, whoever you are, get out.
Gwen, listen to me. We have to stop the evolved experiment. They tricked me. It's not just the old people. It could destroy the whole human race.
Okay, right then, look. We'll look into it, but you are not well, okay? You should be in bed.
Oh. Now, there's an offer I can't refuse. Will Reese be joining us?
Well, if you're not Jack, you've definitely met him.
Gwen, ignore the body. I know I look like hell, but it's me. It's Jack. And we need to save the world.
If you're Jack, why didn't you call me yourself?
They wouldn't let me use the phone. Lynette helped me.
And how long have you been here?
I don't know. Weeks, months.
Well, so why didn't you call before?
I thought I could handle
it. We're a team, Jack. Okay, we save the world together. Why didn't you
look at me. I've got wrinkles. Liver spots.
Oh.
And you should see the hernia scars. Well, you shouldn't.
Whoa. So you didn't call because you're too vain?
I didn't want you to see me like this.
Didn't stop you trying to cop a quick snog when you got here.
Oh, you're irresistible, Gwen Cooper.
And so's Reese, apparently.
Like I said, it's been weeks.
Get out.
Please, Gwen.
I'm driving. Reese, it's Jack in an old man's body. Get in.
Oi! What are you doing?
Jack, get a shift on.
All right.
Brenda, look at my gates. He's a sick man. Can't just take him. Stop this car.
He's not going to move.
Oh, he'll move.
Minnick. Oh, my French. I'm calling the police, you mad woman.
She is the police. How did he shoot a drive like this?
They've shut the gate.
Okay, through the fence it is. Then brace yourselves.
What?
Here we go.
Oh, can I open my eyes yet?
Yes, Reese, we're fine. Oh. Hardly even dented. Much. You okay, Jack?
Still dying. Not dead.
So, Jack, where have you been?
A lot of places. It's been a while.
5 years. Five.
And you can still destroy me with a syllable.
Well, just to lighten the mood, what's about to destroy the Earth this time?
Nothing. The Earth's fine.
Seriously?
Yeah, but the people, all the people are in horrible danger.
There you go.
You said we had to stop the evolved experiment.
Yes, they're coming tonight.
This evolved thing, is it alien? Nod for yes. Oh, surprise, surprise.
Okay, Jack, what do we need to do?
Well, keep me alive. Body worn out.
Okay, we'll get you to a hospital.
No, can't. Can't help. Need alien tech.
Where are we supposed to get that?
Torchwood.
Torchwood's gone, mate, remember?
Torchwood everywhere.
Yeah, he's right. There's hidden stores, secret caches all over the place.
Well, I thought we'd tapped all them when we were on the run.
Only the ones we knew about. Jack, are you saying there's Torchwood stash somewhere around here?
Yes, hidden entrance in a slag heap.
We're in North Wales. There's slag heaps everywhere.
Just keep driving. I'll direct.
He doesn't look good, Gwen. Maybe a hospital.
I know. No hospital. I need biostabilizer. Try.
It's okay, Jack. Look, we're going to find it. Okay, we'll find it. We'll get you there. It's going to be fine.
He's a very ill man. They won't get far. Call the hospitals and tell them to look
out
for...
What about the police?
Not yet. He's a resident, not a prisoner. He's free to leave if he wants to.
But shouldn't
we... No! If this gets in the papers, we're finished. Let's just get him back where he belongs, okay?
Jack? Jack, wake up. Reese is back.
Reese.
Did you find it?
No.
Bollocks.
Been up and down, round and round in the pouring rain. You know what I found? Mud and stones. No secret base, no alien tech.
Heart.
Yeah, I know, Jack, I know. Did you check the northeast side? He said there's a heart-shaped rock.
I know what he said. And there is no white heart-shaped rock on the northeast side or the southeast side or the bloody north by
right,
northwest
well,
side.
Maybe I should have just done it in the first place. Like,
go on, you're welcome, go on. But I'm telling you, I've been over every inch of that thing. That, my love, is just a normal, boring slag heap. And this man is seriously ill and needs medical attention.
Right. Jack, are you sure we're in the right place?
White heart.
We haven't found it, Jack. Think. Is there anywhere else?
Oh, he looks terrible, Gwen. We've got to get him to a doctor, mate.
He said not to.
He's dying.
But he's Jack. He can't die.
Love, even if he is Jack... Our body's worn out. He said so. We can't help him. Not out here.
All right. Oh, all right. Jack, listen to me. We can't find the stash and you're really poorly, so we're going to take you to a hospital, okay?
No. I remember.
What do you remember?
Heart buns.
What did he say?
I think he said hot buns.
Hot buns?
Oh, God. Jack! Jack, look at me!
He's not breathing, Gwen.
I know. Jack, stay with me. Okay, I'm going to try CPR.
I'll do it. You just keep talking to him. Go on.
Okay, Jack, listen to me, okay? You're not dying, are you, Jack? It's a trick. Well, it's worked, okay? You've finally got that snog you always wanted off Reese, so you can stop messing about now, right? Right? You can come back to us. You know how it's done. You just gasp and you sit up like you always do. We always know what you... Oh, come on, Jack. We know where you're going. Just come back. Oh, God, Jack, please come back.
Man, Mr. Griffith.
Yes, I've seen him die so many times. He's never looked so. He's never looked like that.
That last thing he said. Hot buns.
Yeah, always thinking about sex, even when he was alive. No, that man was not Jack. No, he couldn't have been.
Well, whoever he was, if he was around these parts in the 80s, he'd know all about hot buns.
Oh.
The best butty van in North Wales. Me and Uncle Mike could drive an extra hour just to get our hands on one of their bacon baps. The owners were a couple of, but they never got any grief for it. Mike and the lads sorted that. Oh, their chips and curry sauce was to die for. Sorry.
What are you saying, Reese? What, he used his last breath to ask for a bap?
I'm saying hot buns was always parked in the same lay-by.
Yes.
Which was right by a slag heap.
Yeah. Reese Williams, I could kiss you.
Oh, turns out today's my lucky day after all.
Later. Maybe we can still save Jack.
Would you say that looks like a heart? Or more like an arse?
Close enough. Give me the torch. Yes! There we go. See?
What's that? Where's the stone gone?
Oh, the stone was just a biometrically coded portal.
A what now?
A door that can only be opened by registered tortured operatives.
Aye.
Oh, yes. Yes. Open sesame.
What?
Sorry, sort of crap thing Jack would say. Here we go. Reese Williams, welcome to Torchwood Wrexham.
Torchwood Wrexham?
Well, Torchwood Wrexham Bypass. Close enough. Right, let's go and get Jack. Okay, this one. This has got to be the biostabilizer. I've seen Owen use something similar.
I'm saying nothing. Go on, start it up then.
Right. Does this look like an on switch to you?
I thought they trained you up in stuff like this.
There's an infinite universe out there, Reese. An infinite number of species, all with different bodies, different minds, different ways of thinking and communicating.
So you never developed a standard procedure for dealing with alien tech, eh?
Hello, yes, we did, actually. Push every button and hope for the best. Wish me luck. Come on, Jack.
How will we know when it's working?
That's how you know. Oh. Welcome back, you.
What happened? Who are you? Where am I?
It's okay, Jack. It's just us, Gwen and Reese.
We brought you back from the dead, you lucky boy.
Am I a boy now? No, I'm a man. I'm an old man.
That's not Jack, is it?
Oh, my God. Who have we brought back?
Where are we going? Where are you taking me?
It's all right, love. We're here to help you. Now, let's start with your name, okay? Who are you?
I don't know.
Just take your time. Breathe. I know this is very upsetting, but I promise you're safe. Nobody's going to hurt you.
But they did last time. Injections. I screamed. They held me down.
Last time? Where were you last time?
That home. That home for mentals. Old mentals. And I was one of them.
You were an old person?
I'm an old woman, and now I'm an old man, but it's not real, is it? It's in my head. I'm wrong in the brain, just like Mum said.
No, you're not. I just need you to think and be brave and tell me your name.
Kerry.
Kerry. Good, okay, Kerry. And how old are you, Kerry?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, you do. And I'm not going to judge you or accuse you of lying. Just tell me how old you think you are.
15.
Okay, thank you. Now listen to me, Kerry. You're not mentally ill. All of this really is happening.
But how?
Because somebody is doing dangerous experiments on people, giving them bad drugs.
Alien drugs.
Aliens?
We don't know that for sure, but I won't lie to you. It's a possibility. Anyway, here's the good news. We can stop this, and you can help us.
How?
Well, to start with, you can tell us exactly what happened. How did all this start?
I don't
Come
know.
On, yes, you do. You do.
I'm begging my usual patch by that home, and this old woman, she comes up to me, and I know she's got no cash, because she's one of them, the mentals, and they never has. So I looks away, and then...
Yes, go on.
This shadow comes over me, and it's like I'm in the shadow. I am the shadow. I need to vom so bad, but I can't. I think I crashed out, and then I'm in the home, and I'm her. I'm the old woman. But it can't be right. It makes no sense. They're going to lock me up.
No, they won't. We won't let them.
No. No, but we do need you to do just one thing for us.
I'm not going back there. Don't make me go back there.
It's not for long, not even one night.
No!
Kerry, if you do this, we can stop what's happening, find a way to reverse it, make you a young girl again. Wouldn't you like that?
I just don't want to go in there.
So what? You want to stay an old man for the rest of your days? Or do you want to get your life back?
Life.
Okay then. So, here's the plan.
You make your way into the grounds, wander about a bit, look confused. Let them find you. Remember, you're a tired old man. You can't remember where you've been, anything they ask, you don't understand. You go to your room and have a nap. Then, in the middle of the night, let's say
2 a.m.,
you go downstairs, you make sure nobody's about, and you open the back door.
They keep the doors locked. And the windows.
Which is why I'm giving you this.
What is it?
Doesn't matter. All you need to know is point it at the lock and click.
Text us to let us know that it's done.
What's that?
It's a phone. It's just a normal phone.
Okay. So, point,
yep.
Click,
yep.
Text.
Yep.
What then?
Whatever you like. You can walk out the door or stay. Your choice. But don't go too far, because once we've found out what's going on, we'll find a way to put things right.
How? Who are you anyway?
I'm Gwen Cooper and this is Rhys Williams.
Hi.
And we've seen this sort of thing before. And worse, much, much worse. And I promise you, Kerry, we're going to sort this out.
When Gwen's back and she taking charge, saving the world.
What else am I supposed to do, Rhys? Let those people in there get on with torturing vulnerable people?
Everybody else has. The rest of the world's left them to it.
Then maybe the rest of the world is the problem, not me.
You know, you haven't mentioned Anwen since we broke the old man out.
Anwen is fine. Our daughter is perfectly safe. And I am working.
You do realise nobody's paying us for this?
Us? You said us.
Well, yeah, we're working together.
And you said working. Are you in Torchwood now?
Well, I'm not letting you go in there alone.
Ah, good girl.
Kerry?
Yeah, she's done it. Come on.
Quietly.
It's still locked. Maybe she meant the other door.
Oh. Hello, Gwen. Rhys?
You told him?
Oh, don't have a go at me. Not my fault. He found the phone.
Don't run away. I've got the night staff covering the grounds.
We're not going anywhere. I'm not leaving these poor people with you for a moment longer.
Please, don't make a scene. My residents will get upset.
Yeah, and what are you going to do? Call the police?
I know you're very upset.
Oh, I'm not upset. I'm angry. There's a difference.
Actually, maybe we should call the police. Let them know what's going on here.
I really don't want to get the police involved.
Thought you wouldn't.
Let's not let this situation get out of control. It's not going to help anyone. Look, why don't you just come inside for a chat, eh?
All right.
Nurse Bevan, can you do us some teas and coffees? How do you take it?
I don't want tea.
Well, I do. I'm parched. And I think you need to calm down.
Ooh, Gary, you're a braver man than me.
He's certainly stupider.
Sorry. Listen, Gwen. I've been doing this job for a long time. I've seen it all. It's not the first time this has happened, believe me. I understand.
I don't think you do.
I know you're not criminals. You just made a mistake.
No, it wasn't a mistake. He asked us to take him away. He begged us.
Yes. It happens quite a lot.
I'm not surprised.
Look, it's easy for you to stand there and judge.
Yes, it bloody is.
We get a lot of bad press in this job. But we're only trying to help people. The truth is, losing someone, not their body, but their mind, piece by piece, is absolute torture. When the person you loved is gone, but they're still there. You want to help them, but you can't. Nobody can. So, it's easier to blame us. And I've seen it all. It's not just people with dementia who lose it, do stupid things, like running away. It's their friends and families.
But Jack didn't have dementia, did he?
Jack? Is that what you call him, Mr. Griffith?
It's his name.
Okay. Well, you have to understand, sometimes when our residents see someone from the past, they get upset. And Mr. Griffith, Jack, hasn't had any visitors for as long as I've been here. So when he saw you, he got agitated. Maybe spun you a bit of a yarn, said we were doing all sorts, am I right?
Well, he said you were conducting experiments on your residents.
There you go. So that's a side of it you see, the paranoia, the fear. But you don't see that he's mostly been happy here. Oh, tea.
There you go.
Thank you. You're sure you won't have a cup, Gwen? Please? Oh, go on, you must be gasping.
You're joking, mate. We're not touching anything in this place.
We passed every inspection with flying colours. Certificates are all on display.
Food hygiene rating, 5 out of 5. Well done. How many stars did they give your alien drugs?
You what?
We sure, ma'am.
I tried to stop her barking.
Shh, it's all right, it's all right. You're safe now. Nothing's going to happen.
Lynn, what are you doing out of bed, love? Come on, let's ask the nurse for something to help you sleep.
No.
You leave her. You won't give her anything. It's over. We're shutting this place down.
What's going on? Not from the council, are you?
No. We're from your worst nightmare.
Bit traumatic.
Sorry, I'm new at this. Well, go on then. Get the gun out.
Gun?
You never said you had a gun.
Oh, well, that's ruined the moment. You don't say get the gun out before you've got the gun out. Oh, and hands in the air, by the way.
What is that thing?
This is a Mulafenian disintegrator.
Oh, I could hit one. Covered mower.
Looks like a pink hairdryer.
Yeah, it does. It looks exactly like a pink hairdryer. And let me tell you why. It's pink because in the Mulefane system, pink is the traditional colour of fighting, and the bulky shape is to accommodate the 3 mini black holes which power it. And incidentally, that's also why this weapon was banned by the Shadow Proclamation throughout the universe.
You know a lot about it.
It was the one item in the cache they managed to label properly. Probably because if you don't know what you're doing, it can vaporise a planet. I said hands in the air.
Okay, okay.
Piano!
Oh, how did you do that?
What did you do? Where's the piano?
Right there. Just reduced to its constituent molecules. So unless you want the same to happen to you, I suggest you work on not pissing me off so much. What do you reckon?
I will, I swear. Whatever you want.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to round up all your staff, put them in one room and lock the door. And don't tell me you don't have any rooms that lock on the outside, because I won't believe you, Gary. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. We're getting somewhere. Right, let's lock your staff up with tea and biscuits. I'm not a monster. And then we're going to take a look around, find out what's really going on here.
Right, that's all of them.
Good. Everyone out of the way. So, Gary, tell me all about those new drugs.
I'm not a doctor.
I know you're not. You're just a very silly man who's got no idea what forces he's been messing with. I've met your sort before, Gary. It's okay. We can save these old people and maybe even save you. But you have to be honest with me.
I am. I don't know what's in the drugs. They try out new things all the time. I'll let you check the medical records.
Don't
muck
me about, Gary. I'm looking for one very special drug. It's an alien drug. And side effects may include swapping minds.
Not saying I condone this kind of language, but you're mental. Stark raving bonkers.
What did I say about pissing me off?
The telly! I was new, that was. We had a special grant for that.
That was the final warning shot. The next target is you.
I can't... I don't know anything. Rhys, please.
Can't help you, mate. Unless you start helping my wife.
Anything. Just tell me what you want.
I want Jack back.
I don't know who he
is. Wrong answer.
Please.
What's going on? You're not going to kill him?
No.
I don't like killing, Gary. It never gets easier. Not for me. But I will pull this trigger if I have to. And I think you know that. So, for the very last time... What have you done to Jack?
Nothing. I don't know, please. I don't know anything. I promise. I tell you if I did, please.
You're really not going to do this here.
Gary, I will find Jack with or without you. Which is it to be?
I wish I could help you.
All right, then.
Gwen, no, no.
Gwen, lower your weapon. He doesn't know anything.
Jack?
Guess I got here just in time.
Jack, is that really you?
Oh, yeah, Gwen Cooper.
Thank God.
Does that mean I can go now?
No. We're locking this place down. Nobody leaves, nobody gets in, and no phone calls. They can pick up on the mental energy.
Who can?
Go check on your residents. Calm them down, reassure them. Do what it takes, but do not let anyone leave. It's for their own good. Rhys, help him.
Let me guess. Gwen, with me.
Gwen, with me. We need to secure the perimeter. Remember, you guys, nobody goes anywhere. I cannot emphasize this enough. If you try to leave, you'll bring about the end of the world.
Sounds like a storm.
Atmospheric disturbance, not a good sign. We haven't got long. They're coming.
Who's coming? Aliens?
Yeah. But the freak weather conditions could help us out. Keep our guys inside and keep other people away from this place. Shame you had to total that fence.
I was breaking you out.
Still, there's other ways to discourage visitors. Give me the gun.
It's heavy. Are you sure you can manage it?
Hey, I'm fine. Good work with the biostabilizer. When this guy finally gets his body back, he'll probably live to 150. And you made a good choice with the Mulf GP6. One of my all-time favorite weapons. Very versatile. Okay. Calibrating boundaries. And you might want to step this way a bit. Force field active. Don't touch it. The Mulf GP6 is an awesome bit of kit. Useful for attack and defense. It can generate an impenetrable barrier around a limited area.
So if anyone tries to get in here?
There'll be dust. Same as if anyone tries to get out.
People could get hurt, Jack.
We have to take that chance. We have to stop them at all costs.
Who? What are we fighting, Jack?
They choose to call themselves the Evolved. And that's pretty much all you need to know about them for now. Superior, judgmental... and psychopathic.
Oh, why do we never meet nice aliens?
These are the nice ones. Or so they think. That's why we're screwed as all hell if we let them win. Let's get inside.
Oh, but you love standing in the rain.
You think it's dramatic?
Not when you've got rheumatoid arthritis. Come on.
What's going on, Jack? Where are you? I mean, the real you.
You mean my body? The last time I looked, it was stuck on Paridus 4.
And where's that?
Omega Centauri. About 12 parsecs from the central black
hole. Yeah, all right, I don't need a map. What were you doing there?
Investigating the committee. I had to. After the miracle, I realized they were getting too close. That time, they nearly succeeded in destroying Earth civilization. I had to stop them from trying again.
But the three families caused the miracle, not the committee.
You think they came up with the idea all on their own? No. Somebody pushed them. And the committee never gives up. Once they target a world, they always take over in the end.
So, hold on. The committee stole your body?
No, they evolved did. And they're coming for all of us. They're coming for Earth.
Listen, Jack, what's that?
It's Elineth. She gets confused and distressed and... well, I owe her one. Come on, let's go find her. Too old.
Mommy. Can I help you?
Gwen, careful.
Hey there, you okay?
Mommy.
Shh, it's okay. Elined, right?
I was looking for you, and I couldn't find you.
Well, here now, come on, let's get you back to your room.
Gwen.
What's happening? Why am I so old? Why are we here?
It's all right, my love.
It's not all right. I'm frightened. Make it stop.
I wish I could.
Gwen, she's speaking English.
Yes, I know.
The evolved steel bodies and minds, and that's not a Lynette.
Who is she then?
You know who I am.
No.
What's your name?
I don't talk to strangers.
It's okay, he's not a stranger. You can tell us your name.
You know my name. It's Anwen.
Come on, Mum. Come on, pick up.
I told you not to
fall. Shut up, Jack. If you write this already, too late. Mum! Oh, thank God, yeah. Yes, I do know what time it is. I just need you to check on Anwen. Yes, now. We'll wake her up.
Mammy, I'm not on the phone.
Is she there? Can I speak to her?
I'm here!
Anwen. Anwen, sweetheart, baby.
Mammy!
Shh. Shh. Anwen. English, just talk to me in English. Please, speak English. Mum? No, it's okay. She's just probably been learning it at school. No, not the doctor, not in the middle of the night. Just put her back to bed. She'll probably be herself in the morning. Sorry, yes. I'm really sorry for waking you up and making you panic. It's fine. I'll speak tomorrow, okay? Love you. Bye-bye. Anwen.
Mummy?
My baby. Little girl. Beautiful, beautiful little girl. What has happened to my daughter, Jack?
As they evolved. Already, I thought we had more time.
Why would they take Anwen?
Because they can.
No.
To test their power and warn you off.
Oh, this is not how you warn me off if they want to fight. If they want to fight, they have got one.
Mammy! I want to go home!
Shh!
Where's... Daddy!
Oh, God, Reese.
Reese, oh, Reese! Reese!
Gwen, what's happened?
They've taken Anwen.
What? How?
I'm not taken. I'm here.
No. She's not.
She is. She is that. Anwen.
Oh.
Daddy, I don't like the stone, Daddy.
No, keep away from me. You're sick, all of you.
Oh, but Daddy, I want a hug.
Reese, please, trust me. You've seen what's going on. I know this is horrible, but it's real and it's happening.
I'm sorry, Reese. It's true.
You, back in our lives one day and already it's gone to shit.
Oh, Reese, not in front of him. How could you do this to us, Jack? I've been suffering enough for you.
I needed you. I was desperate.
And when...
Oh, Daddy, I love you.
I love you too, Buck.
Good. Can I play on your phone?
Not now.
Actually, that's a good idea. It'll distract her.
From what?
Trust me. Just give her the phone.
Right. Let it go, love.
Yeah!
Jesus.
Okay, Jack. How do we put this right? How do we get her back?
I don't know.
No. I don't believe you. We can beat these things, whatever they are.
And that's why I brought you here.
And put our daughter in danger.
And no, never. I never thought that... I didn't think they could do this. Not so soon. They like to think they're so benevolent, but then they do stuff like this. Always beware the ones who think they're the good guys.
Jack, you had better give me an answer. What's really going on here?
Listen to the storm, Reese.
It stopped. So?
It means we've run out of time.
What's that light? Outside the sky is all lit up.
It's a UFO, is it? Is that it?
You said they were the good guys.
I said they think they are.
Who are they, Jack? What do they want with my family?
Okay. This is what you need to know about the Evolve. The Evolved are the only civilization who ever managed to resist the Committee of Erebus. When planet after planet in the region was falling, the Evolved worlds were never touched. I had to find out why. So, after the miracle, I traveled to Paritus IV. I told them about Earth and begged them to help me save it. We agreed to a controlled experiment.
You agreed to this?
I didn't realize what it would involve.
So these Evolveds, they're the ones doing all this mind swapping, right?
Right.
But why?
It's the basis of their society. Every so often, they all switch minds.
You mean like one day you could be ruling a planet and the next day cleaning the box?
They call it their gift. The theory is you treat everyone well because you could be them tomorrow.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know.
Oh, Mammy, can we go now?
I hope so, sweetheart. So, this is the result of your experiment. I hope you're happy.
It wasn't meant to. They wanted to see if the Earth was suitable for their gift. Just a few test subjects.
Test subjects? You mean people?
We needed people who wouldn't cause alarm if they started behaving strangely, whose behavior was expected to be erratic.
People who didn't matter.
It was only a few residents. That's all it could be. Their connection over such a vast distance, it's really limited. Dial-up modem rather than broadband. So they could only connect with vulnerable, damaged minds, people too weak to resist the takeover. But they've been growing stronger, sucking in more people. Any suitable mind which came into contact with the house. The homeless teenager.
Kerry and Anwen. Our innocent little girl is... Is that what you mean by vulnerable?
I tried to stop them. As soon as I realized they were planning on connecting to the Earth in force.
They're what?
I tried to call off the experiment, but they wouldn't listen. They tricked me into finding a new planet for their civilization. They wouldn't let it go, and they wouldn't let me go. And when they realized they couldn't kill me, they trapped me here in this body.
Good. I hope you went through hell, Jack Harkness.
I have. Believe me. And there's one more thing you should know about the Evolved.
We are here.
Oh, no, 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 not Reese. You can't take him. Give him back. Give me back my husband and give me back my daughter.
The connection is building. Soon we can bring our gift to all of this world.
Oh, Reese, please.
If you care for your offspring, you will accept our gift. Imagine a world where nobody is left behind. Do you not say you can judge a society by how it treats its weakest members?
Not me, I say this. You get out and you leave this planet alone.
Oh, this planet has such potential. There is so much good in your nature and yet so much anger, so much pain, hate, conflict, fear. We could stop it all. We offer you peace. Happiness.
Daddy, stop doing that silly voice. I don't like it.
Yeah, stop it right now. You give me back my husband or I will...
What? What will you do if I refuse?
Mummy, remember the rule. We don't point guns at people, even toy guns.
I know.
You were pointing the gun at Daddy.
That's not Daddy, sweetheart.
You're being silly.
Yes. Yes, she is, Anwen. So, what is it to be? Will you accept the gift of the Evolved?
No. Maybe it works for you, but our people are different.
We were not asking you.
What is going on here? What?
You, the carer. Would you like to make your world a better place?
I like to think I do my bit. Ran 10K for cancer last year. Did that triathlon, never cheated once, crossed my heart. Oh, charity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And there's my job. I'd do anything for my residents, all of them. They're my life.
But your kindness is not reciprocated. It is not even appreciated. Is it worth it?
Listen, I have been hit, spat at, accused of stealing, mistaken for that long-lost uncle they never liked. But I have also seen the most wonderful moments of kindness and human connection, shining through when everything else is gone. Even language, even memory. I've seen the very worst of people, but I've also seen such goodness and such pure, unconditional love. So yes, it's worth it.
Thank you.
What?
You've said enough. We are convinced that what you say is true, or at least that you believe it to be true.
All right then. Tidy.
Good old Gary.
What's happening? Has Gary saved the world?
I wish. Come with me. There aren't enough Garys in this world. Or any world. Look out there at the night sky. It's Swansea over there.
I think that's Llangollen.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look up, over there. That's Omega Centauri. Millions of stars, trillions of sentient beings. Still not many Garys.
Take down your force field, Captain Harkness.
Not a chance. You're not getting any further than this nursing home.
Really? We can hold them here?
Oh, yes. Told you that weapon was a versatile bit of kit.
You tricked us!
Well, you tricked me. Your transmission beam is pinioned here. You can't spread your gift out to the human race. Thanks to you, Gwen Cooper, it ends here.
Did you hear that? Go! You can't take this planet.
Maybe not. But we can still expand our civilization.
What? What do you mean you could... Come back! What do you mean, expand your civilization?
We are benefactors, not invaders. We do not waste our technology on the worthless. Selfless societies are very rare, but selfless individuals do exist. And we have learned where to find them. We study the most vulnerable groups and look for those who devote themselves to protecting the weakest. Gary.
Me? What?
You are the only person we have encountered who is truly worthy of our gift.
Whoa, wait. You can't do this.
What makes you think you can stop us?
Jack! No, stop this!
Gary.
Yes?
Gary, Prepare to receive the gift of the Evolve.
I'm sorry?
Your body will be transported. You will begin your new life in the fellowship of the Evolve.
No, really, you're all right.
Come, Gary. Time to begin your new life.
What? I'm sorry, I don't understand. I like my old life. The dogs and Shane and Mam and... Please!
Gary!
And that's what you get for being nice.
Jack, you let them take him. You had no right to do that.
Some do not appreciate the gift of the Evolved. Not at first. They learn. As your offspring shall.
No, not Anwen.
Her mind is already held in our neural network.
No, please, no. Please take me.
We do not want you. Like your society, you have not evolved past the primitive phase. Your minds are merely random masses of pulsating emotions directed at a few simple targets. Your parents, your mating partners, your offspring.
Anwen, please.
But she is young. Young enough to learn a better way.
No, she's not. She'll be no good to you. Children in this society need their parents. You don't want young. You want old. Really old.
We already have you.
Yes, but I've got a pretty special kind of mind. Thousands of years of traveling in time will do that. So far, you've just sampled my mind. But I'll give you the whole lot freely if you let go of everybody else.
You think you deserve to join the Evolved?
I'm no Gary, but I'm all about the greater good these days. Look into my mind. Check out some of the stuff I've done. I think like you guys.
Boastful human. You compare yourself to the Evolved.
That's not a boast. It's a confession.
It is so. You could be of use to us.
Well, you'll know what to do. But give back Rhys and Anwen. In fact, all the minds you swapped. Put them back where you found them. Do we have a deal?
Deal.
Jack, no, you can't.
Hey, don't worry. I'll be back. Someday.
What's it like, Jack? In their world?
It's torture. But hey, that's what you get for being nice.
Goodbye, Jack. Again. It's okay. It's okay, just a bad dream. It's all over now. Mummy and Daddy will be home soon, okay? Go back to bed. Love you.
Mam.
Eleanor.
Trisha, Mam.
Go back.
Gwen? Oh, I feel terrible. Don't tell me I let Banana Boat mix the drinks again.
What the bloody hell's going on in here? Where's that little puff?
Gary's gone.
Well, get him back here now. I want a cup of tea.
Nice to meet you at last, Mr. Griffith.
Do you think Jack will ever...
Oh, he'll turn up again one day.
And Gary?
Poor old Gary. And Carrie and all of them, maybe the Evolved are right. Maybe I am selfish. Maybe we all are.
Or maybe the Evolved are just a bunch of sanctimonious twats. I should know, because I've been one.
I love you, Rhys.
I love you too, though. So, what do we do now? How do we explain all the...
I've made a few phone calls. Called in a few favours. Still can.
Right. I thought that part of our lives was over.
Me too. Anwen comes first. She'll always come first, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, we can't... protect Anne. Unless we protect the world.
No, Rhys, we can't go back to that. We made so many mistakes.
Right, so you messed up a bit.
A lot.
But you've also saved the world a lot.
So you wouldn't mind?
If we started torture again?
Oh, it's a crazy idea. I mean, we're parents now, and...
And we've got something to fight for. Next time aliens try to take over the Earth, I want to be ready.
The 21st century is when everything changes, and we're ready. Obviously.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, Torchwood, One Rule.
I'm standing on an invisible lift, and I'm about to enter Torchwood 3. Hooray.
You must be Torchwood then. It's the murders, you see. There's been 5 in the last 2 weeks.
Well, murders? That's what the police are for.
Oh, I thought you might help me.
Oh, bless you, but no. I'm from London. I don't do local politics. Good night. I run a top-secret organisation that protects all of Great Britain from invasion. I have tea with the Queen twice a week. I'm trying to keep you alive and you're behaving like children. In fact, I've had enough of this city.
Everyone get out!
Big Finish. We love stories.
Oh, happy day.
Hello, my name is Scott Hancock. I am the director of Tortured Forgotten Lives, and I'm joined this afternoon by the lovely...
Eve Miles.
Who's playing...
Rhys Williams.
And the equally lovely...
Kai Owen, playing Gwen Cooper.
And the loveliest of them all...
Emma Reeves, writer.
Lovely. Thank you all for an amazing day. How has the experience been for you both?
Kai and I are really good friends, and we're with each other a lot, as Kai and Eve. And then to come back as Rhys and Gwen is just simply delightful. And I've thanked lovely Emma as well for bringing us back to life.
Thank you for coming back to life.
It's been such a treat. Strange, very strange to open a script with Tortured written on it again. And to see Gwen and to see... And hear Gwen's voice again is very strange. And to hear Rhys again has been very strange. I don't mean strange in a bad way. I mean strange in a very good way, but in a slightly unnerving way.
It's been so exciting. I've been looking forward to it for ages. And as Eve said, we see a lot of each other. We're big mates and we're in touch constantly. But to actually sit down and actually do some acting opposite Eve again has been... It's been a joy and
well, you've learned something, haven't you? You've learned something, I
learn
hope.
Something new of you every time I see you.
Well, you should. Yeah. I'm like a teacher.
Yeah, I learn something new. In fact, I learn...
Everything.
I learn lessons from you constantly. I watch your faults and I learn how not to live my life.
Well, let's think about that.
But I would like to also agree with Eve and thank Emma for bringing Rhys and Gwen back to life, because it's been a joy. It really has. It was weird when we first started, but then because Gwen Cooper's over there. But it's been a joy. I've had such a lovely day. I've been looking forward to it so much. And obviously thanks to you, Scott. And thanks to James Goss as well. The lovely James Goss as well.
Kai, get a room, all right? Get a room. You're already boring people.
Was it difficult for you both, actually, as you say, you hang out a lot together, actually slipping back into the roles of Gwen and Rhys?
I'd like to say no. It happened. It's very easy. It's not. It's been a long time since I've played Gwen. And it was hard to get her sense back and her rhythm back and her kind of attitude. And she's got attitude, you know, back. But when I'm opposite Kai, it is easy because we help each other. I help him a lot and he likes to take. So But it's been lovely.
I feel I'm carried by her, which is something.
Yep.
Quite moving.
Yeah. I've done it for a while now. Best you get off my back.
And did you ever think when, you know, almost a decade ago you started filming Tortured in Cardiff that you would still be, well, that you would get so many series on TV and now, you know, almost a decade later, the characters would live on in audio?
No, not at all. I mean, you're just really, really happy that you're sitting down with something that's penned by Russell T. Davis and you kind of know that it's exciting. We knew it was instantly exciting. As soon as you read the first page, it was like, this is very different, you know, and scary because the mothership is Doctor Who, and a spin-off is always a scary word. Don't you think, Kai? When you hear something like a spin-off, you've got something to live up to. You've got massive shoes to fill. But we totally trusted Russell and the directors and the producers, and we just thought that we were very lucky to be getting this 12-part series. And then we got another one, and that was, you know, we thought, oh, that's really marvellous. And then when Children of Earth came in, it turned on its head, and all of a sudden we knew what we were, and we knew that this had massive longevity and that it was kind of endless, really, and to be a part of it for as long as myself and Kai have been is really quite special, because as you know, in Tortured it's a very unsafe world and you get killed off as part and parcel of the drama. And to be still a part of it, sitting here and reading Gwen and Rhys again today, is a gift.
And in Cardiff, doing it in a nice recording studio in Cardiff as well.
Yeah.
Because as Eve will agree, Tortured literally has taken us all over the world with obviously the fourth series in America, but then obviously, you know, it's reached everywhere, it's watched everywhere, and obviously we get the opportunity to go to places to meet the crazy, amazing fans.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean,
still absolutely mad for it, and they're worldwide.
The longevity of the programme is completely down to the fans. They're so loyal, and they follow us all around the world.
Yeah.
Wherever we are, they turn up in thousands. We've been off air for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah. I think it's stronger than ever in some
and you go places,
some parts.
Yeah,
you
know, and it's still so alive. It refuses to die, you know.
And what do you think, and bringing Emma in here as well, what do you all think is the appeal of Tortured from those very early days to where we are now?
I think it's just the spirit of Torchwood and the characters. And I think the world that Russell T. Davis created is so uniquely Torchwood. It's quite hard to put your finger on it. And obviously, as Eve said, a lot of the characters who were very important to Torchwood have been killed off. But I think, you know, Gwen and Rhys in particular are just so loved. So it was a particularly, I was obviously thrilled to be asked to write for Torchwood, particularly for Gwen and Rhys as well. And to see them back together and having to work without Jack at solving a problem as a couple. It was just, I'm not going to be able to say anything very sensible today because I'm just too sort of excited about it all, just like an idiot, sorry.
It's quite special, Torchwood. There's a lovely mixture of domestic drama and sci-fi drama. And it's very rare that it mixes and gels so well as Torchwood has. Like having a character like Captain Jack Harkness, this extraordinary person from God, you know, God knows where, and what is he? And you know, it's very hard to pin what Jack Harkness is. And then he's in a world with a young cop from Cardiff, doing her usual thing, and working with normal people. You know, it's not all about aliens. It's I think one of the strongest episodes we ever had. I mean, I love Children of Earth, but I think one of the strongest episodes we ever had was Countryside, just because the monster was the human race. So he does that lovely mix of sci-fi and domestic drama, which I think is super special.
And in terms of the script today and the recording process and the lovely cast members we've had in,
yeah,
what have you made of it all?
A fantastic day. I really, really have. I'm a bit giddy with it. I'm on cloud nine. I've, like I said, I was looking forward to it so much, And I've just had a fantastic day just to see a Tortured script in front of you again and see the names Gwen Rhys. And obviously we've been blessed with Sean and Phil Bond and Valmai Jones as well today as well, joining us and all that. Just added characters, added levels, and a great Tortured story. I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Scott, you've been great.
Get a room.
But it's been great. I've had a fantastic day.
I'm going to say the truth. I feel it's bittersweet for me. It's bittersweet because it's
It's up there as my favourite job of all time. I've loved the entire process of Torchwood from start to now, whatever now is, whether we're in limbo, whether it's finished, whether we're embarking on a new adventure, I don't know. But it's bittersweet because as soon as I grab hold of Gwen Cooper again, I've got a brilliant script, a brilliant character, an amazing adventure, and I've got sci-fi, which is magic, and I miss magic.
I really miss it. It made me realise I've had a brilliant day, but it's true. I miss Torchwood.
Yeah.
I miss it. I miss doing it because it was the best job and it was so much fun with the best people.
And with Big Finish bringing it back and the world expanding, are you looking forward to doing more of these? What do you think the future has in store for Gwen Cooper and Rhys Williams?
Well, I'd like to hear that they remain a married couple, a bickering, hilarious married couple who keep finding themselves in extraordinary situations, which makes things very humorous and also very poignant, and also juggling the parenthood of it, the Mr. and Mrs. side of it. The thing is with this, it's endless. We could do and be and become anything, but I look forward to it. As long as Gwen Cooper and Torchwood lands in my lap, I will do it for as long as you want me to do it and as long as the viewer and listener wants to hear or see me.
Eve Miles, Kai Owen, Emma Reeves, thank you very much for a lovely, lovely day in studio. We hope to do very more of this very soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, lovely.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Scott. Lovely
thank
man.
Thank you. Let's go.